So let's take a look on the clarifications regarding the deduction of payment of interest only on actual payments. As per Section 43B of ITA, it is proposed to amend the explanation "conversion of outstanding interest on loans or borrowing from financial institutions or non-banking financial companies, scheduled banks or cooperative banks into debentures is not an actual payment and cannot be claimed as a deduction. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2023. Let's take a look at the consequences for failure to deduct or collect payment of tax, which is the computation of interest. Section 201 and Section 206C of ITA provides the consequences for failure to deduct the TDS or TCS, or deduct but fails to pay the TDS, TCS to the credit of the central government, then he shall be liable to pay interest at rates specified in the ITA. It has been observed that the computation of interest under the said provisions in case where the default for deduction or collection of tax or payment of tax continues is subject to a matter of frequent litigation. To clarify the intention of the legislation clear and to make it free from any misinterpretation, it is proposed to amend Section 201 and Section 206C of the ITA where any order is made by the assessing officer for default under the said section, that the interest shall be paid by the person in accordance with the order made by the assessing officer. This amendment will come into effect from the 1st of April 2022. We will now discuss the socio-economic welfare measures. Extension of the last date for the commencement of the manufacturing or production. Currently, Section 115 BAB of ITA provides for an option of concessional rate of taxation of 15% for new domestic manufacturing companies, which is set up and registered on or after the 1st of October 2019 and commence manufacturing or production of articles on or before 31st of March 2023. It is proposed to extend the date of commencement of manufacturing or production of articles from the 31st of March 2023 to the 31st of March 2024. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. Also, the extension of the date of incorporation for the eligible startup for exemption. At present, Section 80IAC of ITA prescribes for 100% deduction to business of eligible startup. This is subject to the conditions that startup is incorporated from the 1st of April 2016 to 31st of March 2022. It is proposed to extend the period of incorporation of eligible startups up to the 31st of March 2023. This amendment, again, will come into effect from the 1st of April 2022. We will now consider the rationalisation of provisions of the Act to promote the growth of cooperative societies. Currently, alternate minimum tax, AMT, is payable by the cooperative societies at a rate of 18.5%. But minimum alternate tax payable by the companies at the rate of 15%. It is proposed to clear the parity between cooperative societies and companies by reducing the minimum alternate tax payable by the cooperative societies to 15%. The amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2023.